Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, we are dropping in your ears for a super special, super short little episode because we just realized that this week was our 3-year anniversary of the podcast and we thought, oh my gosh, we totally have to celebrate with you guys.
Yes, we totally didn't even remember what day it was.
I remembered.
Yes. You just forgot. So then you didn't remember.
I remembered yesterday and thought, oh my gosh, it's our 3-year anniversary, and didn't think to tell you, even though we spent like 9 hours together yesterday.
Yes. Oh dear. That is fine. How funny, like literally half an hour before we started recording, I came across my a journal, well, like a notebook of mine for business that had my original notes on how to start a podcast. Isn't that funny?
What year was it? What's the date?
6/6/16.
Wow, 4 years ago. So a whole year before we started.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I'd said like, and I had thought that at the time that I was going to be doing it about something different, a different passion of mine. But listen to what I've written down. What are we passionate about? What skills can we share? How can we inspire and motivate others? And what ripple effect to change the world?
Oh,
do you think any of that has transpired in the last 3 years?
Cool. Oh my gosh, that's really cool.
Isn't it unreal?
So 3 years, 200 and a couple episodes. We haven't yet missed a week in 3 years. Mainly due to my doggedness.
Even when you're sick, you still show up.
No, we are doing this. It's been a blast, Kirst. What's been some of your highlights of our podcast journey? Not just episodes you like, because we kind of did that in the 200 episodes.
Yeah, we just did that a couple of weeks ago.
Let's
not go there again.
2 anniversaries in a matter of a little bit of time. But, yeah, what's been one of your highlights of us being in business together? Because that's really what the 3 years is about.
Yeah, because as much as we've only been officially in business, branded The Art of Decluttering for a year, we've been collaborating for 3 years now.
Yeah.
And this was always a joint venture of our two previous businesses. So I have been in business with you for 3 years now. So thank you, Amy. It has been, I was saying, one of our professional organising colleagues had posted on her group page that's targeted for entrepreneurs, what do you wish you knew before you started business? Mm. And everybody was like accounting and like social media. Not everybody, but some people were. And I wrote, I wish that I'd knew what a huge personal growth thing having business would be.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And so, and I wish that I had realized, I don't actually, because it's been an amazing, incredible journey so far, Amy, but I have not grown as much as I have in all my life, but probably when I was a little kid I did. But these last 3 years have been an incredible personal growth for me.
We're not the same women that went into business together 3 years ago.
No, and we're not even the same professional organisers that we were 3 years ago. If you go and listen to our early episodes, they're very different.
Yeah, yeah, which is awesome. Like that. Yes. Look, we have literally documented our partnership week on week.
Oh, I know.
Which is pretty
amazing. Every 2 months when we're recording in the studio.
some of my highlights of the last 3 years have been some of the media opportunities we've had, like when we got to do Morning Sunrise on Channel 7.
I was pooing myself and you were like,
bring it.
Giddy with glee.
Yeah, like, you were like knees knocking and I was like, let me at him.
Yeah, I think that was evident on screen. People evident on screen.
I think, you know, even recently getting to do the IKEA campaign together, you know, some of the times when the podcast has hit really significant things, like after we're on Sunrise, and I think we might have hit 15,000 listens or something, and we were on the phone like absolutely ballistic beside ourselves.
I remember I had a friend over, Rochelle was over, and you rang me and said, "Kirsty, we've hit 1,500 downloads."
Yeah.
And I was like, and we were like, this was after 3 weeks of doing the podcast, people, we'd hit 1,500, and we thought that was like the bee's knees.
Yeah.
And it was, and it is, and it's amazing. Like,
but we can hit that in an hour on any given day at the moment, like now.
Yeah, like we just didn't realise what was coming. And yeah. I remember really, like, Rochelle, my friend, was like, "Yeah, it's so cool, Kirsty." Like, she was so happy.
So because lovely.
Simon, I know, she was giddy with excitement too, because Simon at the time was just like, "This is just sucking all your time. Nobody's going to listen. What are you doing this for? What a waste. Get out and get money. Why are you doing something that's not even paying you money?" He wasn't quite like that, but
no. That
was the general vibe.
Yeah.
And then to have like Rochelle sitting in the room with me, with you on the other end, and we were like,
"Yeah,
1,500. And then, you know, it skyrocketed after Sunrise. Like, it was just...
Do you remember the first time that our little faces appeared on the Apple Podcast home screen? It was when we hit number one, I think, in health and wellbeing. And, like, I remember
thinking... It wasn't our faces back then. It was
No, it wasn't. It was our little house.
Mm.
And I remember thinking, like, we've made it. We've made it. You know, we've since been featured in their top-level banners and had meetings with Apple Australia and, you know, even a couple of days ago somebody else posted a podcast that they like, and underneath it was like, "Recommended, The Art of Decluttering." And I took a screenshot because I was like, oh, like, that thrill doesn't go away. And that's what you guys leaving ratings and reviews does. It does then allow us to be in categories and be recommended. And that is a thrill for us, because that's how we get new listeners. That's how people go, "I stumbled across your podcast." You didn't stumble. We laid bread, people. We laid bread.
There's 3 years of Hansel and Gretel's work.
Yes,
behind that stumbling. I am so excited. Do you know what I love about doing this for 3 years? And by no means are we any form of experts in podcasting, because we're still hacking it as we go along. Like, it's, yeah, hack central over here. We don't know what we're doing. In lots of regards as far as podcasting. But when we've seen our friends rise up and start podcasts, like, to see Beck and Tara do podcasts, to see Chantel do podcasts, to see Hayley and Amy doing podcasts, to seeing Mandy and Kate do podcasts, to see so many of our friends who have been like watching our journey and gone, hey, if they can do it, and they're just two amazing chicks, but just two normal chicks, if they can do a podcast, well, then so can I.
Yeah,
and that just makes me super proud to be championing our friends and to be cheering them on and to be, you know, watching their ride and watching their excitement when they hit 1,500 downloads, and when they hit 100,000 downloads, and when they have their own trajectory and their own journey, to be able to sit there and cheer them on and know in part what it's taken for them to get to where they've got to.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit UH1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah. Another highlight for me, Kirst, which I know without a shadow of a doubt is a highlight for you, is when we've done the live rounds of our Head, Heart and Home course and we have everybody's faces on screen and we're in a Zoom meeting and people are sharing where they've come from and where they are now and the freedom they've achieved. Like, I know because you cry. But that is why we do what we do. And the same with our clients. Like, we have serviced hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients. And that has been such a joy over 3 years. We've both been doing it for well beyond that. But the 3 years where we've had each other to make that phone call, like, oh, I'm not quite sure what I should do here. Have you got anything to recommend? Oh, great. And we get breakthrough. Or even if we've just had an awesome client, we want to call and say, oh my gosh, today was amazing. Or, oh my gosh, the client cried so much today. Like, I'm just exhausted and I feel hard for, like, it's a hard day. And all of that we've got to share.
Yeah. It's so awesome.
We said it was going to be a short episode, but can I just share something? I have been in business before. So I was in a business called Party in the Box that I ran probably 9 or 10 years ago now. And the whole time during that business and then becoming a professional organizer and doing that on my own for probably 3 years before we got together, Kirst, I had always prayed for a business partner because I knew how well I work in a partnership and that there was so many areas that I was not an expert in, but that I didn't want to do it alone. And Cal was never interested in going into business together. We already do church stuff together. I was like, oh, that's just the desire of my heart. And I so often, like, I try and remind Kirst, remember that you're what I prayed for. Like, you are the answer to the thing that I've been dreaming and wanting for 7 or 8 years. So I just think that that's a beautiful thing too, like that this partnership was planted in our hearts way before we even had connected over organizing.
I know. And then we were talking to some, thank you, Amy. That's really beautiful. And should stop and acknowledge you. I have heard that story before, but it's lovely. And I do remind you of that when I'm being a pain in your side. This is what you asked for.
Careful what you ask for.
But it was really lovely. We were having a chat yesterday to some beautiful friends of ours that we are wanting to support in with our business.
Who we are supporting, not wanting to. We've already made that decision.
We are supporting.
Made our first contribution.
Yes, we are supporting our friends in their business. And we will tell you more about it over the coming months. But it was a really beautiful reminder because these two women that we were happened to be on the Zoom call with have been in our lives for more than 20 years as well. And so as much as, like you said, you've been praying for 7 years, like, we have known each other for more than 20 years now.
Yeah.
And these women have been in our lives for more than 20 years as well.
Mm.
And some of the things that they, like, I was like gobsmacked at Michelle's memory of something that stood out to her about me. And I'm just like, it reminded me again of the power that we have to affect other people's lives when something might be insignificant to us, or it might be significant, but we don't remember it 20 years later. Yeah. Like, what Michelle reminded me of was, is absolutely by no means insignificant, but it was just like I hadn't remembered that moment of her life because it was her life. And
that's right.
And so We get to do that every week. We get to say things into people's ears and into their heads and into their hearts and homes, and we get to speak life into people that we have no idea what the effect of that is. Yeah. And we do get to see glimpses of that when they send us Facebook reviews, or when they get giddy with excitement when they call up to be to ask if we can go into their home in person, and they're like, oh my goodness, it sounds like I'm listening to the podcast, but I'm not listening to the podcast. I'm actually speaking to you. And which is so funny to you and I, because
we're just us.
We know that we're just
whatever. I'm not that excited by your cast. When you call, I'm like, oh my God, it's Kirsty from the other. I'm like, yes, what is that?
Well, it's also because we know that what you hear in the podcast is what you would hear if you were sitting in our lounge room,
correct,
like chatting to us, like, and that who we are on the podcast is who we are everywhere else. There's no, and we know that we are mums and wives and friends and sisters and daughters who stuff up all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So when people get giddy excited that they're talking to Kirsty and Amy, we're like, yeah, but we know the real Kirsty and Amy, and the real Kirsty and Amy is the ones who stuff up in all these areas all the time. And we're just the same as you. We're mums and we're sisters and wives and daughters and friends who are just real and try to be kind people as much as we can. So, but all that to say is that I think has been one of the most mind-blowing things about being a podcaster as opposed to a professional organizer.
Yes.
Is that we get to be in your safe places. We get to be with you when you're safe, when you're feeling vulnerable, when you're in the shower, when you're going to the toilet, when you're in the car, when you're riding, when you're walking, when you're commuting, wherever you are, and you let us into your heads and your hearts and your homes. And that blows my mind. It blows our mind. And we just feel so honored that you would let us into that safe place of you.
Yeah. So lovely, Kirst. We didn't quite manage to do a quick episode.
Another 3 years. Yeah, I know. I hope we get to do it for another 3 years.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to the joys and the highs and the lows. And there has been lows, people. There has been lows. There, we can share about that in another episode, maybe.
Can I finish off by telling a really funny story that I hope – it's not meant to blow our own trumpet. It's just a reminder of the impact that you can have through podcasting. One of my clients was saying, so she commutes via public transport and she catches a tram in Melbourne to get to work and to get home. So she was sitting in the tram one day and was reading rather than having her earbuds in. And two ladies behind her were talking about podcasts they like. And she could hear it and she was like listening along. And then they started talking about our podcast. And oh my gosh, you totally should listen to this. Oh, I do listen to that one. Oh. So they're nattering along. And she said she couldn't help herself. She turned around and said, look, I don't mean to eavesdrop, but I heard you talking about the Art of Decluttering podcast. Amy actually is my professional organizer. And she actually comes into my house like, oh my goodness, what's she like in real person? And when she told me that, I was like, oh, that is just amazing. Like, that blew my mind that our impact has, you know, like that moment in history to me is a great reflection of the beauty of podcasting that brings people together. So I'm super grateful, Kirst, we get to do it together. I can't wait to be in business for, you know, way more than another 3 years together. And thank you to all of you who are part of our community, because we do it for you.
Yes.
Great.
And we did start it for you,
yeah,
not for us, and not for, like, you know, what I'd written that we wanted to, you know, the reason that I wanted to do a podcast was to have a ripple effect of change, yeah, in the world. Like, I want, and not for me so that I could get the glory, but so that change would happen and that your lives would be changed and that you would be able to live in joy and freedom and have grace for people around you and grace, most importantly, for yourself. So,
how about, I've got an idea. Why don't we bypass Jared on this episode and just drop it? So no intro, outro, no editing. Let's just drop it as a bonus so people can get it as soon as possible and then we don't have to wait to drop it to next week. What do you think?
Sure.
Is that doable? Is that naughty to not have our intro music? You guys know our intro music anyway. We can just do it for you. Na, na,
na, na, na. Just play your phone. I'll ring your phone.
Okay, hang on. It's on silent. People, this is embarrassing, but I have to admit to it because now she's doing it. My phone ringtone is our sound, is our music. So here she's ringing me. I'm going to hold up to the microphone. Are you calling me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, it is. All right, I'm going to decline that call. That's my ringtone, folks. Have a great day. I hope that you've enjoyed this bonus episode. And we'll see you. Oh, there you go. Beep, beep, beep. She didn't leave a message. I just missed the call. We will see you on Monday for our normal episode.
See ya.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.